The day after the election, too close to call, the legal battle has begun. We'll explain it to you as the lead lawyers for the president today on Jay Sekulow Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Jay Sekulow here. Let me tell you what's going on. Obviously, we are back in a fighting mode on the election. And fighting, I would say, very significantly. I believe, I'm holding it in my hand, there are going to be some serious court challenges, including at the Supreme Court of the United States. It is that significant right now, what's going on. I will also tell you that looking at the votes, and we'll get to this in a moment, are the particulars. It's a very tight race. The Arizona call last night, we think is, and I think maybe the best evidence of this is none of the people in Arizona, and Will, is this still true, that none of the Democrats in Arizona have acknowledged victory?
Still seeing that as the case, yes, sir.
All right, so
they know something is
100%, they think something.
Vote-wise, we're hearing anywhere 20, 30, 40,000 votes maybe that potentially are Republican votes. And that would be the indication of why Arizona was it pulled back twice, two or three times last night by different networks, because the Democrats, I think, kept telling them, hey, stop calling this because I don't even think this is right for us. We're not declaring victory here. So, again, always a good indicator that if the Democrats aren't rushing and the Biden campaign isn't rushing to declare victory in Arizona specifically, and now that state can play a very key role in the path for President Trump. So, again, we're looking at that. We are now in full legal mode. Last night, you know, we were in political mode, hoping that we didn't have to get into legal mode. But we did not sleep, by the way. But through the night, we all learned that this was becoming legal mode. It's why you can hold up in your hand right now, Dad, the what is going to be filed at the Supreme Court.
Well, I mean, look, I'm about to file something at the Supreme Court to get this started.
And that was written,
I mean, we're in the morning and now. Yeah. I mean, I haven't finalized it yet, but I mean, I will tell you that this is what's this is not a threat of litigation. This is litigation. So here you go. Okay, so this is, and this is by the way, not it. We're looking in Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, and Nevada. That seems to be Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, and Arizona seem to be the touch points. Now, Georgia is also very, very close right now, Andy.
From what I can see in the numbers that I have, we are leading in Georgia by 100,344 votes, with 94% of the votes being counted, and most of those votes are in Fulton and DeKalb counties, which are usually Democrat. They're holding their votes to the end, typical of the Democratic machine to see how many they need.
Yep, unfortunately.
Rick Riddell is joining us, special advisor. Rick, I know you've been called over to the White House just now, but I wanted to have you on because we talked earlier this morning about a message that you want out loud and clear, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to tell it to all of our listeners right now who are on pins and needles. They want to hear that there's still a pathway to victory for President Trump. There is. And tell them that message that you want loud and clear to their friends and family.
Look, first of all, of course there is a path, absolutely. And what we need to make sure that we're all saying constantly is we want to count every legal vote. The Democrats are trying to count every ballot. And there is the discrepancy because they threw around ballots previously like crazy. And we've seen examples of dead people getting ballots. We've seen examples of people who don't live in a certain state or county, they live outside, getting ballots. It's not about counting every ballot because not every ballot is legal, and we've seen examples of that. Let's count every legal vote. That is key. And if you have examples, send them in to us. We want to showcase the examples of outrageousness where ballots were given to people that shouldn't have been given to people.
And folks, where you go to that is ACLJ.org/help. There's even a case where people were given Sharpies by the Board of Elections to fill out their ballot, and then their ballots were being thrown out. So we need to know about that too. ACLJ.org/help.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
All right, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. So that's the kind of expertise we can bring. Rick Grenell, who was literally getting calls from the White House, but we were speaking to him earlier. I said, Rick, can you get on the broadcast? I know it's very busy for all of us right now, just to get that message out. You know, Rick, before he was an ambassador, before he was the acting director of national intelligence and on the cabinet, he was a press guy and a top-level press a secretary for the U.S. at the United Nations. I mean, it was a special, unique ambassadorial kind of role. So he understands messaging, and that messaging that that we as Republicans, or if you're a Trump supporter, we are not saying don't count legal votes. What we are saying is that this count every vote is a scam to steal the election. And we told you last night, when it was looking good for President Trump, they are going to try and steal the election. Well, guess what? We saw it happening. If you went to bed, which some of you probably didn't, we didn't, and we saw it start happening. So we started drafting the legal arguments, just round one of those. And Dad, I think you've got a message loud and clear for that Biden campaign attorney as well.
Well, let's play what this is the lawyer for the Biden campaign.
As far as our own planning, we're winning the election. We've won the election, and we're going to defend that election. So we don't have to do anything but protect the rights of voters and to stand up for the democratic process.
Very laudable statement. You didn't win the election. The election is not over.
No, this is exactly it for you.
This is the Attorney General of Pennsylvania. Same kind of thing. If all the votes are counted, Trump loses and Biden wins.
Funny thing there is he's losing badly right now too.
Right. So they could say, Bob can say whatever he wants. Let's get to the practical reality of what we're dealing with. There is election issues. We want all lawful votes counted, stressing the word lawful. Not every vote is lawful. Not every vote complies with the rules and regulations of the voting process, of the constitutional standards that govern it. That's why we're going to be asking the Supreme Court for intervention here.
The Supreme Court, even when it denied the stay in Pennsylvania on the recount, said you've got to segregate these votes because we might very well hear the case and decide they can't be counted.
And and we lay that out in our brief as to
because those might not be lawful votes.
Justice Alito said, "Was what we wrote. When those problems were not headed off of pre-election, that was to get involved earlier. The justices stressed that these important issues had not, quote, escaped our review because certiorari petitions remain before us. Those petitions could be granted, and the case could be resolved under a shortened schedule if the time came when this court's review was necessary. That time is fast approaching, so we are moving on an intervention on that right away. Having said that, look, there's vote counting going on in Arizona. There's vote counting going on in Nevada. There's still votes being counted in Michigan. There's still votes being counted in, I guess, Pennsylvania, if they reopen their counting, Will?
It is still sitting around the same number that it was early this morning.
President is up by how many votes? 700,000?
He is up 505,000 votes in Pennsylvania right
now. Yeah, okay. Half a million votes. Okay. What percent's in?
64.
Okay. So
Georgia's up 100,000 with 94% reporting. Michigan, he dropped down to 32, but 96% reporting. There's still, 4% out. That's enough to overcome that there. But we're looking at maps like this. Take out Michigan and Wisconsin. Take it out. If you get Georgia, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, which are all looking good, and Nevada, you got there. Or if you got Arizona with those, you got there. And you certainly got there if you get Arizona and Nevada. And there is some funky stuff going on in Arizona, folks. We know it from the lawyers on the ground there that there are votes. There is a reason why those calls kept going back and forth last night. And why hasn't the Biden campaign, why haven't other Democrats, on the ballot? Why are they not declaring victory, any statewide victories? There's a whole chunk of votes, we believe, that have not been identified that could sway the entire state Republican. We don't know if they will, but they are enough votes to do so. And they need to be counted because they are legal votes. So there are hijinks. We told you last night, we believed President Trump was on a path to victory, that he had won, but that they will then put in their Red Mirage campaign. They have started it. They began immediately last night to steal the election. The word the President Trump used is not wrong. These are the guys who created stealing elections, the Democrats. Tammany Hall, Chicago, the Obama world. They know how to do it. But we have learned, because we're pretty tough guys too, when you talk to Rick Rennell and the lawyers surround Pat Cipollone at the White House, Jay Sekulow, these are tough guys too. And the Democrats, for a long time, were used to these kind of blah Republican lawyers. Not so under President Trump. We're going to fight you until there's nothing left to fight, because we're fighting for our country.
Well, look, Jordan's exactly right. I mean,
and there's a role for the ACLJ here too.
Well, the role for the ACLJ, separate and distinct from my role as counsel to the
email
president,
went out today,
is the constitutional issues that are at stake here, regardless of the candidate. Andy, this idea that you could impact an election by doing what was done by the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, where they modified legislation without authority, and which could literally affect the outcome of the presidency of the United States.
Well, and in my view, they had no right to do that. Look, the Constitution of the United States sets the election standards and says that the elections are to be determined by the rules of the legislature. That's the word they use, by the legislature and not by the courts. And the intervention of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court was improper, in my opinion. We've got to go back to the Constitution again, as an originalist, as a textualist, as someone who reads the right words of the Constitution. We at the ACLJ believe that that's exactly how you fight a constitutional battle, is by going to the Constitution, reading the statute as enacted by the founders, and making the determination as to whether a vote is honest or dishonest, legal or illegal. You don't count every single ballot. You count every single legal ballot, and that's what the legislature of Pennsylvania has said. That's what the Constitution gives legislatures the right to do. That's what legislatures are supposed to do. Courts should not be intervening where legislatures have spoken.
We know, because this is Arizona news reporting from, the Arizona Republic, which is not partisan, that there are at least 400,000 ballots left to count in Arizona. And they believe the number is likely higher. Now, this is when you start getting into shenanigans. Where are they? Now, I know some have not yet been counted. They said, some needed more time to count. But, we also saw in a state like Nevada, they said they can't finish till tomorrow. Nevada is a very small state. Population-wise,
they could finish today.
They could finish in 3 hours from now if they put the right staff.
In our brief.
This is stealing. And so you are watching the stealing of the American presidency. And surprise, surprise, they're doing it to President Trump.
Okay, we're not. Okay, so this is round three of what we've been dealing with, or round four of what we've been dealing with for 4 years. So here we go. A state court's commandeering, this is what we're writing, of the legislative scheme for appointing presidential electors has happened here.
Yep.
It presents a federal question, federal constitutional question of nationwide significance. We cite an opinion from the former late Chief Justice William Rehnquist. Indeed, three justices have already explained that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court decision calls out for review by this court. So we are filing this motion to intervene on behalf of the president momentarily, like literally momentarily. That's what we're going to do here to take. So that's just one action, by the way. We're going to bring other actions in state courts in Pennsylvania and probably as well as in, as I said, Arizona. I think also Nevada at this point.
Yeah.
Because there's already cases going on in Nevada and then Michigan. Yeah, and
Nevada's another one where it looks like there's a trout of votes that, again, there's reasons why things aren't being called. And they keep being called and taken back and called and taken back. And Arizona's been the perfect example. That's like the Florida of this election cycle. Then no one can get it right. And Democrats don't try to claim it every time. By the way, Fox News said they want it. They didn't really try to claim it. The New York Times is reporting that 80% has been counted in Pennsylvania and that Trump is holding a 472,622 vote lead with 80% in. I mean, how do you make that up with 20%? I mean, that has to be all Democrat.
Well, it depends where it's coming from.
But it's early, almost early, all Democrat.
Early voting. Well, they you know.
We're starting to see, but the question is.
But now you still got ballots coming in after election day.
Those votes.
I mean, think about this, folks.
Legal votes that are in the remaining 20%. How many of them should be tossed because the forms weren't filled out correctly? I know that sounds harsh, but that's the world we live in.
Why does that sound harsh when during the balloting process, they handed out Sharpie pens to people to fill out ballots. To Republicans, and then they said, you now can't use the Sharpie pens once you've passed your ballot. Handed out.
No, so
this is being reported
on both
sides by Matchlap and others.
They are literally suppressing Republican votes, which is what they always accuse us of doing in the Republican side, and stealing votes on the Democrat side, which is their specialty, of course. They are thieves, and they've tried everything to take down this president. This is their last shot. He was on his path toward a big electoral victory last night. They got the news to play their game. They shut down the vote counting so they could find more votes and throw out the votes they didn't like. Well, we're getting right involved, folks, and we've already been involved. You know that. But we've been doing this all night. If we look a little different, if our eyes look a little dark, you know why. And that's why you support us. That's why you support our work. We have a matching challenge right now. And this is not just a work that we're doing on behalf of the president. As my dad explained, there's a whole roll. Email went out this morning about protecting your constitutional right because your vote, legal vote, should be counted and the illegal votes should not. You shouldn't be canceled out.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
the Sharpie voters calling in right now. This is no joke, folks. And we were literally on a call about an hour ago. You know the guys well. We were on the call with Matt Schlapp, who was on with the broadcast last night, and chairman of ACU, a Fox News contributor, former political director at the White House. His wife works on the Trump campaign, Mercedes Schlapp. I mean, he knows politics. He knows states. He understands. He was breaking it down last night, state by state, county by county. And Rick Rennell, who understands it too. He's been on the trail. And they brought up this Sharpie thing to us that we need to start looking at. Well, here we've got a call. I mean, all we had to do was talk about it on radio for 5 minutes, and Elgin from Arizona is calling in line three. He's one of those voters. Elgin, tell us exactly what happened.
So there's a couple of things that happened. I went in on October 22nd to vote early. They put my info in the computer, and my info came up, my address. Everything was good. I proved that I lived there, proved who I was. They printed my ballot. Then they hand me a Sharpie, which I thought was kind of weird because I've been voting for almost 40 years now. And I've never seen a Sharpie. I always have that other type of pen. So I went ahead and did it, but I noticed it was soaking through to the other side of the ballot. And I thought, well, if that goes through a machine to be read, there's going to be a problem possibly with that. So then I just followed through. A few days later, I went online to check my status of my ballot, and I put in my info, and it said that I wasn't registered. I've always been registered. I've never not voted. I've always been registered. So there's two funky things right there. Like, I've kind of just disappeared from the system. I thought, well, maybe he had me under some old address. I kept putting in old addresses. I could not find any proof that my ballot was read.
Mm. Did you even get your ballot counted? I mean, what was the process? What was the end game for you? Did you do a provisional ballot? Or what happened?
Well, I went down to one of the polling places, and it was an early ballot place. So they actually took my info, printed the ballot out. They gave me an envelope to put the ballot into that also had my name, and I had to sign it, which I thought was strange. So now my name is attached to my candidate, which seems a little odd. But then they had me put it into this box as I left, and that was it.
So that's like a provisional box. Right? So did you ultimately, your ballot was filed with the Sharpie that they gave you?
Yes.
And now they are trying to throw out your vote, Elgin. So we're going to get your contact info. Because that's what they're trying to do, is to say that that's illegal, that that's a illegal vote, even though they provided, the Board of Elections provided you with this tool to mark your ballot. And at that point, regardless of what the rules are, it's on them. I mean, wouldn't the Democrats agree with us there? I mean, if there's no postal stamp, they think it should be counted.
No,
they are letting people go back and correct ballots in some states. So
right.
So we want your info, Elgin, because we're going to be possibly putting together a group of these Sharpie voters
to file suit
in Arizona to file a lawsuit. So, Elgin, stay on the line. Our call guys will get your information, and we'll get it to our attorneys. I mean, this is going to be happening very quickly. If you experience what Elgin experienced in Arizona, you give us a call right now, 1-800-684-3110. And if you can't get through, go to aclj.org/help. Say Sharpie Voter Arizona. That's all we'll need in your contact info, and we'll get the attorneys in contact with you. Elgin, thank you so much for calling in and reaffirming what we heard about today. I want folks right now, they need to share this broadcast, because we're learning about the specific kind of fraud. We're learning about the specific kind of Democrat voter suppression of Republicans. The Sharpie. The missing uncounted votes in Nevada. Like, where are they? Where are they in Arizona? Like, where are these votes? Why is no one really declaring Arizona? It's not a big state. Why is Nevada taking until tomorrow to count their votes? I mean, this is one of the smaller states in the country population-wise. But yet other large states, they could handle it, figure it out. So what's going on there? Did they have some water main break too, like in DeKalb County, Georgia? So they could find another 100,000 ballots, try to steal an election. Stealing is not the wrong word here. This is the same party that brought you the Russia hoax paid for by Hillary Clinton that Adam Schiff is still pushing today. An impeachment based off a phone call between a president and another world leader that 35 other people were on. Okay? An impeachment. They failed. But it did not stop there, because there was Mueller too. Remember, in the middle of that. Mueller just couldn't find anything because there was nothing wrong. They are pulling out every stop possible to prevent the MAGA movement from continuing on, because it is a gigantic. Look at the electoral map. Look what's even in play. If that's in play for Democrats in the future, they're in serious trouble forever. And so they're trying to stop this movement. They failed the first time. And now Joe Biden, he's not even out. It's not even about Joe Biden. This is a legal battle.
Yeah, Bob Bauer went out and has made a statement.
He's Mr. Tough Guy on the Democrat side.
Let's play the statement again. I think it's important to say it, right? He's the tough guy on their
side. Yeah, because he said what Trump's getting criticized for.
Right, right.
As far as our own planning, we're winning the election. We've won the election. And we're going to defend that election. So we don't have to do anything but protect the rights of voters and to stand up for the democratic process.
Well, we're going to defend the Constitution of
the
United States.
No one's called the election for him either.
We're defending the Constitution of the United States. That's number one. Number two, the president was criticized yesterday for saying that he had a good night. And now today, Bob Bauer comes out and says they've won. Now, there's, of course, a double standard. We all know that, or maybe a quadruple standard may be the most appropriate thing to say here. But let me tell you something. They're going to lay down legal markers? Okay. I mean, that's just how you do court proceedings in an orderly basis. That is what is going to happen. Now, would we liked it not to happen? Everybody would have liked it not to happen. But you know what? In elections, there's unfortunately or fortunately, depending how you look at it, there's always litigation. And now, apparently, there's going to be multiple cases of litigation.
Yeah, this is not like Bush versus Gore.
Look, there's a case ending at the Supreme Court right now that we're going to be intervening on. I mean, that's the reality of what's going on here. And that'll deal with the Pennsylvania situation. So we're getting that. I'm going to authorize that file. You're in filing in the next 10 minutes or so. And then we just need to go to the next step. And the next step's going to be we make sure that the Constitution's complied with.
Let's go to Anita in Georgia. Another Sharpie ballot. Anita, welcome to Jay Sekulow Lives. Happen to your family member. We want to make sure, Anita, after you tell us the story, hang on and get that family member's info to our call team so we can contact her. We're putting together a group here. Tell us what happened.
Okay, my nephew sent me a video of a woman in the line had posted. So he's just sending the information that's coming his way, but it didn't actually happen to him.
Okay, so what happened in the video?
Yeah, so what happened in the video is this young woman is saying that she saw that they were handing Sharpies to people, and that she was already hearing that the machines were not reading the Sharpie ballots. And she said she had always voted with a pen, so she had a pen ready. Mm-hmm. And they tried to force her to take the Sharpie. They tried to take the pen away from her. And she took the Sharpie and
even though
her
the
purse.
Sharpie can't be read by the machine, do you see the links they're going to? They're targeting Republican districts, and they're giving you tools that the machine can't read your vote, and taking away the tools where the machine can read your vote. This all goes back to the ballots that were just floating in the in the creek. That was just the beginning. This is a real move, and Dad, I think you agree, to steal the election from the American people.
Yeah, we're not letting it happen. We're not letting it happen as the president's private lawyers, and the ACLJ is going to defend the integrity of the Constitution. Support the work of the ACLJ.
Matching challenge right now, doubleyourimpactaclj.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Isn't it interesting that not a single state party Democrat in Arizona that we've checked, Than, I want to go to Than on this, has claimed victory, even though like four or five different networks have given him the victory. They've pulled it back. Some still have the victory. Than, those Democrats know that there's obviously votes there that they would look foolish if they do declare victory, because there's obviously enough votes potentially there, and we're hearing they are there, that would turn Arizona in a different direction.
This was one of the very last conversations we had last night before signing off, Jordan. And as you know, none of us thought Arizona was over. I mean, I thought it was a very big mistake when Fox News and AP made that call. CNN still hasn't made that call. Some of their analysts have gone back and forth on it. But look, this is why you've got to go deeper into the numbers. Arizona was never over, Jordan. And now we know that for a fact, 400,000 votes still out. The margin is less than 100,000. And they're coming from areas that Donald Trump should do very well in. So look, even if you take all of the other extrapolation at its face value, which I don't think would be smart to do, but even if you did, Jordan, and Joe Biden wins every state that the major networks are giving to him right now, if Arizona is in play and Donald Trump wins it as he did in 2016, he would be the next president of the United States. So that's why, Jordan, conclusively, that's why the Democrat Party did not rush out to declare victory. Contrast that, Jordan, with how they've looked at Georgia, where they're likely going to lose and they haven't declared victory. I think they believe that Arizona looks very much like Georgia. They think they could still win it, but they know they might lose it, and that's why they didn't rush out and declare victory there.
I mean, we're looking at electoral maps here because there's a lot made about, you know, you've got, does he have to win Michigan? Does he have to win Wisconsin? The answer is no. If President Trump maintains his lead in Georgia and North Carolina and Pennsylvania and carries either Nevada or Arizona, he's at 270. He's reelected. So, I mean, people say, oh, he's got very few paths to victory. That's without Wisconsin or Minnesota, or that's without Wisconsin or Michigan. That's just giving them to Joe Biden. And you don't have to have Arizona and Nevada, just one of them, as long as you hold Georgia, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has a huge lead, but there's still a lot of votes out there. So it'll get smaller. The question is, could they actually make up a lead of right now 505,000 votes with 64%. And yeah, they could. They could try. They could get close because if they're not counting any of the early voting yet and it's all Democrat. But there are paths. Do not believe. I mean, listen, no networks told you this. It's nothing new. But the reason the networks weren't calling it last night is I think they realized too there were too many hijinks going on. And I actually saw some of the Fox News guys very late in the evening. They started putting on their decision desk guys who were, they called the nerd room, to go through the numbers. And what they were saying is they just saw too much weird stuff happening.
Yeah.
And so they weren't ready to make any of these calls. They had to pull back the Arizona call, and they weren't ready to make the other ones because just too much weird stuff was happening. And to me, when they say weird stuff, I think stealing elections. We're talking, the weird stuff's only happening in the battleground states. It's only happening in the states that President Trump needs to get to 270. Think about that. That's the only place the counting stopped. Just understand, as we go into this, folks, we are fighting now. I know you got, if you're on the ACLJ email list, you got an email today from me. Because it's not just in our role as the president's attorneys, but at the ACLJ, we are here to defend your constitutional rights and to make sure that your vote is not canceled out by an illegal vote. Your vote should not be canceled out by an illegal vote. And of course, we're going to have to focus in on battleground states, but that's where they're focused too. So support the work of the ACLJ. I think this could be a protracted legal battle. I didn't want this to happen. I didn't want it to happen for the country, but that's why we exist. We're warriors. We're fighters. We take it to the Dems harder than anybody else. And we've been through it with them over and over and over again. We're not scared of them. They're scared of us. Donate to the ACLJ at ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
So I want to go to Than's Nerd Room. So Than, first of all, I think one good thing that I've seen, maybe it's just because people are waiting and because it's so uncertain and because no one will really declare anything of the clear. And if you look at the votes right now, even though with Biden in the lead, that he's not really close to 270 yet. And so the rioting that they were expecting has not started, hopefully, in D.C. Did that happen last night?
There are protests on the street. There are demonstrations outside the White House, and they are getting fairly loud. But, Jordan, I haven't heard reports of widespread violence. So for that, we're grateful.
I want to ask you about the Senate, and then we're going to get right back to the presidency. Do you still believe that the Republicans retain control of the U.S. Senate, regardless of how all this legal stuff works out when it comes to the White House?
I do, Jordan. They started the night with 53 Senate seats. They lost the seats in Colorado and Arizona, but they picked up the seat in Alabama. So that puts them at 52. Jordan, the next most likely flip to happen is actually in the Republicans' favor. It's in Michigan. Last night, it looked like to me that John James had that race clinched. Interestingly enough, even after all of these votes have come in from Wayne County, Jordan, John James is still ahead. He's ahead by less than a percentage point, but he is still ahead in that race with 96% reporting. So if he would win, that number would bump up to 53. But even if he didn't, Jordan, that leaves them with 52 seats. And if Joe Biden won the White House, Democrats would have to get two more seats to have the tie break. Jordan, those seats would have to come in Maine, North Carolina, or Alaska, all three of which they're behind in. By the way, I think Susan Collins very likely will get that race over the line even before ranked choice voting. And if all of that fails, then they're looking at the two seats in Georgia. I still think David Perdue is probably going to win the first one outright. The other one might go to a runoff. But Jordan, let me tell you this. Do you think the American people would give Democrats unified control of the United States government in a special election, runoff election in the state of Georgia? I don't think there's any chance of that.
No, especially when you get a chance for two to maintain that. It looks like right now in Georgia, just for the Senate update, David Perdue still has a chance of winning outright and beating John Ossoff, so no runoff there potentially. It's not been called, though, yet. But there is going to be definitely a runoff, and that's January 6th is the vote. And that will be between Loeffler, actually, and the Democrat nominee. And Doug Collins, a good friend of ours in the House who ran that challenge against Loeffler, he conceded. There is going to be a Georgia runoff between a Republican and a Democrat, and there may be two. But it looks like we can definitely say there's one, and maybe hopefully, I think David Perdue doesn't have to get into a runoff, and we can, you know, he can just get back to the U.S. Senate. But either way, I think Than's right. Regardless of how this election goes, the money will pour in from Republicans, and they will make a statement by making claim to the U.S. Senate as their bulwark against the Democrats. Let me start taking some of your phone calls now. 1-800-684-3110. Another Sharpie pen voter. This is interesting. I mean, now you're out of California, Michael, and it's not a battleground state, but tell people what happened there, because it's very weird.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm normally a vote by mail person,
yep.
But I wanted my vote to count, so I went to the polling place. I walked in, they took my information, checked the register, make sure I was on there and my address matched, went to another desk and signed off to discard my vote by mail ballot, and I gave it to them. They ripped it, and then I turned to my right, and then there's a poll worker there that's handing me my ballot that's in the little envelope where nobody could see it, and she goes out with a Sharpie-type belt pen. And I was like, oh, no, I have a pen. I pulled it out of my pocket, and I was like, I have a ballpoint on a pen.
Yeah.
She reached out trying to grab it, and I was like, oh, no, I brought this pen. It's mine. I didn't take it from your table that I used.
During COVID, they're trying to grab your pen, too. It's unbelievable. And so they give you the Sharpie. What happens then?
They gave me the Sharpie, so I took it, and I was like, well, there's a poll worker. They should know what they're doing and giving me the right pen to fill out the ballot. So I went and filled it out and I casted it, but I didn't. Yeah. What do we do about this? Well, it's not just me. I had three or four other family members that went there too. And
did your vote count? Do you have any idea if your vote counted? Did it go through the machine? I mean, every state's different and every rule's different. I mean, the Sharpie thing is very weird. We're hearing about this time. In Arizona, we know the machines can't read them. What were you told?
They put it into a bag to count later at the end of
provisional.
The
provisional. So stay on the line. We're going to add you to it, because this could be a whole group of people who are disenfranchised. Because what they did was, by putting it into a bag and not through the machine, is they said, oh, you've cast a provisional vote, even though you were there with the right. I mean, they needed to provide you with the right information. This is absurd, Andy.
Yeah, it is, and it's voter fraud. It's an attack upon the integrity of the constitutional system, Jordan, by giving him pens that the machines can't read when the voter is able to use his own pen and the machine does read it. But it's a concerted effort, and it's what I think, and what worries me about my state in Georgia is that what we're having here is, as of the beginning of our broadcast, we had 100,344 lead by the president with 94% of the votes in, but Fulton and DeKalb counties, which are very Democratic, waited until the end before they started counting their votes. Well, I know that that's part of the Democratic playbook, because what they do is they sit back. These counties that are automated, that are fully, they're not rural, they're urban counties, okay?
Right.
How come Eccles County, Georgia, and Deep South Georgia in the Okefenokee Swamp can get its vote in, but Fulton County has busted water mains, or DeKalb County cannot get their votes? And I know why. It's because they're waiting to see, well, how many votes do you need in order to go across the finish line? Yeah. That's what's happening, Jordan, and you know it very well.
Absolutely. No, I mean, this is 100% the hijinks that were going on. They waited until you went to bed, and we told you Donald Trump was on the path to victory. We all said it. I still believed it. I still believe it. But they're going to try to steal it, because they cannot stomach another 4 years of Donald Trump without doing everything they can to try and disenfranchise Republican voters, which is disgusting, because they're the ones who constantly claim that we're the anti-gay party, we're the anti-black party, we're the xenophobic, we're the homophobic, we're the this, we're the that, we want to disenfranchise them. But yet, who is disenfranchising the voters here? The Sharpies in Arizona. Democrats. Democrats only want their votes counted. We want legal votes counted. There's a big difference, a huge difference. And Harry, I mean, I know you're looking at Michigan. That's still looking at that. I mean, it's obviously changed there significantly overnight, because now you've got the president down and when more of Detroit came in, and it was not the same day Detroit, they waited until the very end of the night to count the mail-in a vote in Detroit. Is there a path where you look at Michigan where there's still, there's 4% left? You can make up 32,000 votes with 4% left if it's in the right places. Is it in the right places?
Well, I think that's yet to be determined. I think that's clearly possible, but I think on your point and on Andy's point, what we have by the Democrats is something that I would call sophisticated voter suppression. It's surreptitious. It doesn't prevent someone from voting, but in some cases, they simply refuse to count Republican votes. And so there are two issues: overcounting of Democrats, undercounting of Republicans, but then the Democrats profusely proclaim their willingness and their desire to count every single vote. The reality, of course, is quite different, and it would not be past the realm of speculation to argue that there is something surreptitious going on in Wayne County, Michigan. Certainly, if nefarious activities were to occur in Michigan, more likely than not, they would occur in Wayne County.
You know, we come back for this break. Over 20,000 of you are watching just on Facebook. Almost 450,000 people have watched some of the broadcasts. I know all of you don't have an hour to spend right now. It's busy. Kids at home, COVID, work, you know, election chaos. You may have not gotten a lot of sleep, but you wanted to get an update from us. Folks, you still have time to share it because we've got another segment coming up, and we'll keep providing the information that no one else has. No one else has the briefs that are going to be filed at the Supreme Court. We do. Fox News doesn't have it. CNN doesn't have it. MSNBC doesn't have it. And the Biden campaign surely doesn't have what we're going to be bringing there either. So they are on notice now. We have engaged in full-scale legal war. Stand with us, because there's two ways we're doing that. There is the way we do that through, you know, separate from the ACLJ as the president's legal team. You know that. You understand that at this point, impeachment, Mueller, you know, Russia hoax, etc. But the ACLJ exists to protect your constitutional rights. And one of those constitutional rights is that your vote is counted, and illegal votes don't cancel out your legal vote. So we're going to be prepared to file. The email went out this morning, but we need your support. We've got to double down on our team of attorneys, getting them to work on this. Support the work of the ACLJ. It's a matching challenge month and great time for it. Double the impact of your donation at aclj.org.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
You know, before you get right to your phone calls, and let me tell you, we're going to be with you every day of the week, and if we have to join at different times of the day, we will. Last night, you know, in our election coverage special, which was about 3 hours long, we had almost 700,000 people watch. Think about that. That's the same ratings as like an MSNBC. 677,000 people. And right now, just in this broadcast, it's close to 500,000 people. And at any given time, over 20,000 of you are watching it right now. But over 500,000 people are getting the truth about this election right now. Keep sharing it. Because when you share it, remember, the video can restart. We're live right now, but it doesn't disappear on Facebook. So people can go back and watch it. So you can share it at any time. I encourage you to share this one. Because this is the day we declare legal war on the Biden, Democrat, left, Schumer, who knows he can't get the Senate, and Pelosi attempt to steal this election from Donald Trump. They have been trying to undermine him since before he even took the oath of office. So are you surprised that when it got a little too scary for him last night, the stealing went in, Sharpie started getting handed out? I mean, I want to go right to the phones because this again, is someone, again, you need to, when you tell us this story, I want you then to hang on because Nevada specifically, we are tracking very carefully. Brian in Nevada, tell us what happened.
Yeah, hi, Jordan. Thank you for taking my call. So I voted early about 2 weeks ago, and I checked my vote a few days after the vote to confirm because I had a feeling something like this would happen. And it showed the confirmation of my vote the day I voted, and everything was 100%. Lo and behold, I went on and checked my status this morning after the election, and my vote is gone. It shows the last vote that I made was in 2016. I've been talking to others on Facebook and my friends in my community, all reporting the same thing, missing votes across our county.
All right, Brian, what I need you to do is hang on the line. We're going to get your information. And the team is going to give me this list of everybody today. Hand it directly to me. And Brian, if you can, when we get your information, but between the time of you giving us the info and us calling you back, get us the other people's info that are ready if they're interested in potentially being part of a legal challenge. I'm serious right now. I mean, we are recruiting clients as we speak because they always say, oh, you know, I'm standing it just to do it as a party. Well, you do if it's you're a voter whose vote didn't get counted. You do have standing. So, and it doesn't take more than one. But Brian's got more than one. So hang on the line, Brian. We'll get your contact info. Start preparing that list. This is good citizenship. This is not partisanship. This is good citizenship. Legal votes should count. They should count if they're for Biden. They should count if they're for Trump. They should count if they're for some write-in candidate. Legal votes, if they were for Kanye West, they should count. But only legal votes should count. And legal votes should not be thrown out. Like in Brian's case, where he voted early, then he checked his status, and it was confirmed, and he checked it again yesterday, and it disappeared. And he hadn't voted in 4 years. This is what is happening, folks. I mean, to me, this is the worst of Washington, D.C. politics on display across the country. I knew the Democrats were going to try something because they couldn't actually win with their message. They couldn't win with Joe Biden. Kamala Harris was a flop. Socialism was a flop. They were losing the big states like Florida. They were losing the big ones like Ohio. So they had to start stealing, and they went to states that were a little bit smaller to try and carry this out, like in Arizona, like in Nevada, where maybe they wouldn't get as much of attention. But they're getting it now.
And by the way, lost seats in the United States House, it looks like, too, Jordan, down 5 seats with about 50 seats still out. So maybe that'll close, but didn't perform well there, too. Look, a couple of things I would say. Ensuring that every legal vote counts and that illegal fraudulent votes do not. Jordan, that's what gives us confidence that our election is free and fair. That's what separates us from the rest of the world. So this is not partisanship. This is making sure that we continue to lead the world in a democratic process. And let me just say this, too. We said it last night, but the thing that is so concerning is, why is it that the only places that vote counting stopped last night were in places where there were large baskets of votes available for Joe Biden or for the Democrat Party? Jordan, I just want to say this again. It is not too much to expect our elected officials, our public servants, to work through the night when the voters have been expected to stand through long lines. That is their job. And just like making sure that every legal vote counts, make sure that we have confidence in our election, expecting them to do their job in a timely manner, that gives us confidence, Jordan. And when they don't do their job, it puts us in a situation like we're in today.
All right. I want to go around. I mean, we got a lot of phone calls coming in, and I understand a lot of people here have got friends that, I mean, even Whitney, let me take Whitney's call from Texas. These same kind of stories. Hey, Whitney, quickly, you're on the air.
Yeah, real quickly, I just referred a friend in Ohio to you guys.
Good.
She requested an absentee ballot, which she received October 6th. There was a printing error on it. It had her located in the wrong precinct, and she wanted her vote to count, so she asked for a correct ballot. Apparently, this happened to 50,000 other Ohioans. Now, because she has received two ballots, as of now, she can tell that neither ballot has been counted.
Did she send in two ballots?
No, she only sent in the corrected ballot because she was afraid if she sent an erroneous one.
Right, if you sent in two, there'd be a big problem. So she sent in the corrected ballot. It hasn't been counted. Now, there's a chance absentees haven't been counted yet. Okay, so we're only one day. But let's Whitney, hold on. We'll need her information. Because what we need to look at is to say, have they counted the absentee ballots yet in Ohio? Or is that process starting like today? And then does it show up or not? Because that's a case for absentee. I want you to know that. If you voted absentee, there is a chance that hasn't shown up yet. Those are usually the last ones to get counted. And as you know, in many states, they're saying they can't even finish the counting in Nevada, which is a small state population-wise, until tomorrow. I just want to be clear to all of you, nothing is too small right now. Keep calling us. And if you don't reach us, we only got a minute left here, go to aclj.org/help. And guys in the radio room, you tell those lawyers, I want this list, because I'm taking it right to my dad. We're taking it to our legal team at the ACLJ, RNC legal team, Trump campaign legal team, maybe even the president's legal team, like us too. So we need this information, and I'm grateful for all of you who are spending after a very, so many of you joining us right now after really just a long night when it looked very good, and you see they are just trying to steal this election. I mean, I'm going to say it over and over again. President Trump was right. He had a big win. He was on a path to a big win, and then they started stealing it, and they started stopping to count the votes. So here's the deal. If you watch this broadcast, you still can share it. In fact, in a couple minutes, it's best to share it. So let it kind of like, it'll like recalculate. So it'll start from the beginning. Because, folks, I mean, almost, I think it's over 500,000 people have already joined this broadcast alone. A lot of people need to know about where this fight is going. Because Fox News is not talking about it yet. They're giving it in 2 minutes that there's going to be some legal challenges. You're getting the seriousness of what we're talking about here. And that there is still a very much a real election going on in our country for president of the United States. I mean, the news isn't calling it for anybody, but make sure they don't depress you and you start, not paying attention. We're in the war. We're in the battle. We know you're fighters. Support the work of the ACLJ. Double your impact matching challenge month.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.